Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. On this episode, I want to talk about secret animosity. And that's when someone harbors ill will or dislike for you, hatred, resentment, all of these negative feelings, yet they will still pretend to like you, still pretend to be your friend, pretend to care about you, pretend to care about what's going on with you, only to end up using it against you and throwing it back in your face later. These people cannot be trusted. If I don't like you, it's going to be for valid reasons. It's not going to be because of what he said or she said or for any other petty reasons. If I don't like you, it's because you are a liar, you have betrayed me, you have disrespected me, you are abusive, or you have mistreated me in any way. These are valid reasons not to like someone and not to want anything to do with them. However, people that have secret animosity toward you will still try to linger around and be involved in your life somehow, still follow you on social media. It is very weird behavior. Don't expect them to admit it. They're not going to say, yes, I have secret animosity toward you. That's why you have to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to their actions, pay attention to the things that they say. They can make very cruel comments, especially during uncomfortable conversations that lead to disagreements and then lead to arguments and then lead to disrespect on their part. That is the person you need to pay attention to. That is who they truly are. As they say, people can only pretend for so long. That mask is going to fall off. And when you see what's underneath that mask, that is the true person that they are. Forget about the show that they put on for whatever amount of time. It was just that. It was a show. It was an act. And it's scary to think that a lot of people do that just to get close to you, only to end up hurting you. Those are dangerous people. Be around people who actually like themselves. It's going to reflect in the way that they treat you. People who have secret animosity toward you, they don't want to see you happy. They're not truly rooting for you. They don't want to see you do well. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you liking yourself and loving yourself and other people liking and loving you and supporting you. They don't want that. They feel bad about themselves. They feel bad about where they are in their lives. So obviously it's going to automatically irritate them. That's not your fault. You can't fix them. You can't help them. That's something they have to deal with. But unfortunately, they're not going to be honest. They can't be honest with themselves. How can they be honest with other people? You have to remove them. That's the best thing that you can do. Remove them from your life. Don't go back and forth with them. They are going to try to do everything in their power to make you believe that their behavior is your fault. They will create whatever delusional scenario they have to create in their mind to try to justify their behavior for treating you the way that they do. That is not on you, because they know if they are honest, they will have to admit that you did nothing wrong to deserve what they did to you. They won't do it. Let them go, and you should not want people like that around you anyway. So let them move in their direction. You move in your direction. Continue to do good things. Continue to be good. And that should be your focus. Don't let anyone distract you and make you start to focus on their negativity, their bad behavior. That's what they want to do. They want to make you feel bad. They want to make you feel just like them. They want to pull you down. They want to take you off your path. Don't give them that power. Keep your power. Keep moving forward and only pour it into good things in your life that is going to elevate you. And that's the best piece of advice that I can give you, because I know a lot of people have experienced this, including myself. And sometimes when you get in those disagreements that escalate, you're wondering, where did all of this come from? Because obviously they appeared to be a certain way for so long. It didn't just come out of nowhere. They were holding on to those things, holding on to all of those negative feelings, just waiting for the opportunity to lash out. And you did not deserve it. And you do not deserve it if it ever comes up at some point in your life. Let those people go and continue to move forward. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you find it helpful. I look forward to bringing you more good content. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.